Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want you to talk about, it's not eavesdropping. It's like you hear somebody saying something just completely stupid.
Yes.
And it could even be you.
Right. Or it could be just a stranger in public or.
Yes. Yeah, stupidest thing you've ever heard uttered.
There it is.
Is kind of what we're talking about. This was kind of blown up on Reddit. And some of these, let's just read them and maybe we'll just sit and let everyone ponder what they could have possibly meant when they said, quote, "I don't need to get vaccinated. My dad's a chiropractor."
Right? What? Huh?
What? You don't get vaccinated. What's going on with that?
I know. I don't go to a chiropractor. I'm not really sure.
Oh my God, I'm totally unvaccinated. There's another one on here that I really love. The earth must be flat because if it was round, it would bounce.
Okay. What the heck?
I don't.
Are these from adults?
I think so.
Oh,
I think,
my God.
And I'm racking my brain to try to think of times when I've heard.
I get inundated by stupid sayings all the time and I can retain none of them.
Do you know what I think it is? Is that we hear so much of it that we have this compartment in our brain.
I see that.
And we just shove it all in there as just like the dumbing down of humans as a species. And I'm just like, yeah, I can't. If I remember that, I become that.
Right, exactly.
Somebody else said, phones don't run on electricity. They run on batteries.
Well, electricity provided by the batteries.
You know when this happens to me, and I can't think of one that's happened to me recently, but it's always in line for the self-checkout at the grocery store.
Oh.
Or waiting in line, or while I'm waiting for my mobile order at Starbucks.
It's always the people in your neighborhood that are uttering these things. Yes.
I'm doing most of my Starbucks and grocery shopping out there in Aurora.
No, you're not. That's my town. Yeah. No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
Stay out of my
town. Because I was tired of hearing all the intelligent banter. So I'm up in Commerce City, standing there, listening. I'm at Starbucks up there, and the two people are like, "So I was like knight to rook four, and he was like check," and I was like, "Oh my bad," but I hadn't taken my hand off the piece.
That never happens in Commerce City.
And then I hit the Starbucks down in off of Gartrell.
Yeah, that's in my.
And the person standing there was like, "What animal is a ham?"
Okay, they
and I was like, "Yes, yeah, why no, I come to they, Aurora
no, you
for
don't.
Intelligent banter like this,
witty repartee Woo! Between."
Yeah. Knight to Rook 4.
No, it's
or Arv.
You don't know. They don't even know.
I don't believe there's a chessboard in Commerce City.
Amen.
I believe it lights on fire as you hit 80022. What's on fire? Oh, that's right. We tried to bring a chessboard in.
Right.
It's got to be the combination chess checkers so they know that
they'll let
somebody
that
dumb. Oh, yeah. Because they're like
Chinese checkers. Yes. No less.
Lots of marbles and whatnot.
Right.
Someone on a plane heard another passenger say, "I think this is the same cloud we went through last night."
Whatever. That is true.
I just want to spend some time.
I know.
Yeah, those clouds aren't moving.
They're the same.
Anyway, we flew through this. Yeah, this is German. It's just the same cloud.
In fact, we're going through the same hole that we flew through.
It's a plane size hole. Oh, wow. I bet they do. They make a hole in the cloud for a 737. Oh, that's why the 747s are over there.
That's their cloud.
In that cloud hole.
That's a bigger cloud.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, cloud hole.
Cloud hole.
Somebody asked a farmer, "How long does it take the meat on a cow to grow back so you can cut more?"
Whatever. It's not like shearing a sheep. It's not like.
There are people who
don't understand how a
farming in general.
I gotcha.
Now this is one somebody heard at a DMV.
Ooh, fun.
But this is actually something that's kind of almost been overheard at my parents' house. Cause my parents they make you seem like a technology guru.
Oh, cool. I want to hang out with your parents.
Yes. You don't understand. Steve bought a printer and took out the internet in all of Aurora.
That wasn't my fault.
Okay, it wasn't your fault, but no one else gets a printer. And like, he's texting me from the Starbucks.
On my left.
I had to go because Starbucks has a Wi-Fi. Here's what they said at the DMV. Somebody said, the internet is really slow today. And the other said, shake out all the wires. Sometimes the information gets caught in there.
Oh, I know the ones and the zeros, they do. They bottleneck.
Yeah, it's just a stack. And
you got to like thin out the...
Yeah, those Ethernet cables.
You don't have a kink in them because then you can't...
I have...
You kinked your cable on the...
You think you're being funny.
I am.
My mother...
No, whatever. You can't...
Their stupid little modem, they didn't set it up or whatever, okay. And they were having troubles with it. And I was trying to walk them through it. I'm like, do a hard boot on it. And they're like, I can hear my dad taking his shoe off. I'm like, stop. Like a hard boot means like unplug it.
Yeah.
And plug it back in, like not going into the software and saying restart, but like hard, it means rebooting it the hard way.
Yes.
Sort of. And they're like, we've tried everything, nothing. And then my mom's like, I got it. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, the cable from the wall is tied in a little, it had coiled up.
Yep.
And it was kind of tied in a little
yep.
knot before it went into the thing. And she's like, I'm just going to unplug it and untie that knot. It should be fine. As if it was a freaking garden hose.
Right, exactly.
That was like, it's just getting kinked up. The info, CenturyLink's trying to let our info, it's just not going. I bet as soon as I undo this, all the emails I sent you are going to go through.
All the zeros will go through. Like, the ones are kind of getting caught up.
Yes, it was ones are getting through, zeros are not. I'm like, Mom, I got kind of a truncated email from you.
That's awesome.
Somebody else said, yeah, anyway, the hard boot worked. So if your modem ever stops working,
Luke,
I was going to tell you that.
Work
but was,
boot off and he
yes,
went.
I hard booted it all right. They're bringing me a new modem later today.
I grabbed the steel-toed boot to make sure that...
Somebody else was at an archaeological dig and said, who planted all these bones here?
They did not. Like, it's like an Easter egg hunt.
Yes,
where they
it is. It. Oh, my God.
I got a fever.
There's some of them out here. I woke up early this morning and planted some great T-Rex bones over in Sector 4.
Get out there
with your brushes. Oh my God, people are this dumb.
I know, right?
Last one before we're going to start taking your calls. Somebody said, it's pretty crazy that Black Friday falls on a Friday this year.
Yeah. It's odd how that always works out.
It's normally out. That one year when Thanksgiving was on a Tuesday. All right, so whether it was you or somebody else, we want to hear the stupidest thing you've heard. Will?
Yai.
Yai.
Dumb stuff you've heard.
My best friend, who was my roommate in college, was on the phone with his sister who was studying abroad, hung up and said, she's in Paris or France, but I don't really know the difference.
Well, one's a city and the other one's a...
And what'd you do then? Just immediately take your driver's license away? It's like, yeah.
I told him to take a geography class.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty bad. Thank you, Will. Haley.
Hey. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hi. Hey. Yeah. What's the dumbest thing you've heard?
So I was getting my eyebrows done one time, and I'm a transplant, so, you know, the girl was asking me where I was from, and I told her I'm originally from Illinois, and she asked me if there were oceans in Illinois.
Oceans? There's great lakes. But
in Illinois, a completely landlocked state.
Yeah.
That's somebody, we get two geography ones kind of in a row there, to which you craftily replied, you're not touching any part of my body?
Right? Yeah, exactly. I was like, no, there's not. I just was trying to be really sweet.
Wow. Is there a sea? There's no ocean, but how about sea?
Thank you for the call, Haley. Jennifer?
Yai.
Yai.
That was the stupidest thing you've heard.
My girlfriend, I have to give her credit. She was really drunk, but we were talking about the aliens, and my husband had said something about them being called greys. And she said, well, how do you know that they don't think that that's a prejudiced term, calling them greys?
Wait a second.
I prefer to be called alien American. You're kidding me.
No, she got so offended at us, like, actually saying, like, come on. Like, do you think they even speak our language or whatever? I don't know.
They're like, but Black North. No. She called us a gray.
Whites, blacks, grays, we're all.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're not friends with her anymore, right?
Oh, no, she's my best friend, and I love her to pieces, but sometimes she has a couple too many drinks, and she says some pretty silly things.
Yeah. All right.
That was really funny.
That's a good one, Jennifer. Thank you for the call. Jennifer.
Yay.
It's a lot of Jennifers today. What's the stupidest thing you've heard?
I was visiting a old colony village, historic colony village in Massachusetts when I went out there for college, and there was a goat. And somebody was talking to somebody else and said, oh, it has horns. That means it's a cow.
Okay, well.
Is that not how it works?
No, not with the goats. That's, no.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about animal husbandry, but thank you for the call, Jennifer. Brianna.
Hello.
Hello. Stupidest thing you've heard.
Okay, so I worked at Smashburger for about 2 years, and I had this lady come up to me and ask me what the difference between chicken and beef were.
Little twists and turns in the DNA strand, I guess.
Oh, right, there's a KFC right over there. Go ask them.
How do you eat it? Right. Oh, man. That is painful. Thank you for the call, Brianna. Christine.
Yay.
Stupidest thing you've heard.
Yeah, I was on my honeymoon out of the country, and I heard another American tell a bunch of people that UV rays don't exist after 2 p.m., and I just felt so embarrassed for all of them.
Oh, my God.
They just turn them off. That's all the UV for today, everybody. Come on out. You don't need any sunscreen now, people.
I just was like, oh, she's American. I think we're all so dumb.
Yep.
That's awesome. Katie.
Yay.
Stupidest thing you've heard.
So when I was in high school, I had a friend ask me if Halloween was on the 27th of October. I then looked at her and was like, what? And then she said, no, I'm sorry. I, you know, realized she said something wrong and then was like, it's on the 29th.
I love it when the stupid person corrects himself in an even more stupid way. Is it always on a Sunday? I can't remember. Is Halloween one of those floaters? I don't understand. That's awesome. Thank you, Katie. Caitlin.
Yay.
Stupidest thing you've heard.
In high school, I had a sticker on my window, of my car window, of a turtle with a Hawaiian island in the shell.
Yeah.
A friend of mine asked me what it was a sticker of, and I told her it was the Hawaiian Islands, and her response was, I didn't know Hawaii was shaped like a turtle.
Oh, wow. That'd be cool if it was.
Steve, you win.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.